Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ralph, among your injured guys, Larson hasn't played since the first game. Would you say he's the most concerning, the most away from returning?
No, he's day-to-day, really day-to-day. So we're going to make a decision on him tomorrow. We'd like to see him in the full practice, but he's one of those minor day-to-day injuries. So it's an illness, which we'll just also repeat the day-to-day thing, but it's an illness. It's definitely not any type of physical injury. Yeah, sick today.
How much are all of these illnesses and day-to-day injuries impacting what you would prefer to see as a lineup in both of the remaining games?
Yeah, I think it's... There's always two sides to the coin. I think the opportunity is that we'll be able to look at, or we will be forced to look at the depth a little bit more than possible the final product. At the same time, I really don't mind having another week with this group now. Pretty well everybody that's here is going to see games in some way, shape, or form throughout the long season that we have ahead of us. So it's still an opportunity to teach. It's still an opportunity to solidify how we want to play and our habits, both on and off the ice. So let's use that opportunity. And, you know, hopefully by next Sunday, we'll be able to have a clear picture of the guys that are then here. I think for Casey, it's you know, his curve's definitely in the right direction. He's understanding more and more the concepts that we're trying to play, and he's all in on trying to get it right. So lots of good questions coming from him, and I think through the questions, he's finding answers. And we just you know, we'd like to take a look at him again on Wednesday and see how that evolution is. But so far again, so good. And for young players, the responsibility that we're expecting here without the puck and the commitment to that game is large. And for young players, it will take a little bit away from their offense as they grow into that understanding. But the offense will follow.
Cousins really didn't have a line today.
No. That's a good question, but we are, you know, we're really pleased with Dylan's evolution here, and again, allowing him to learn and grow. And you know, we'll be making some hard decisions here end of the week. But for now, this is the group, and he's still in it. He took a little bit of a stick today in the lip, so he's got a first badge of honor here coming up. But he took it well, bounced right back into practice, and got a little stitched up after practice, and we love the way he's involving himself in the group and looking for his opportunity here. And let's let him continue to push the group for now. But you know, he's definitely here to continue to grow and learn right now.
What about Evan Rodriguez? Has kind of grabbed your attention, yeah. I guess.
Evan? Yeah, I mean, but what's with Evan is the you know, that we can move him around in the lineup, and he just without any. Show of emotion, he'll take the role you ask of him, whether it was power play the one day, penalty killer the other night, right side center. He just goes out and does his job. And you need some players that can move up and down and the lineup and also laterally through the lineup. And Evan is certainly shows a lot of tools that will allow him to do that. Yeah, it's an interesting possible look for Wednesday. So we'll see how it goes in practice tomorrow. We did a lot of work today on our defensive game and just on the patterns and the speed that we want to see. But certainly you're starting to see some trends that I do, you know, we as coaches and just as we build the team forward, like to see a bit of a balance in the lines between the offensive power and the defensive stability. And again, always trying to keep our offensive genius, give it space to operate within those frameworks. So that's why that line looked that way today.
How many spots might realistically still be up for grabs among the forwards?
You know what, Brian? I haven't really done the math on it. I'm just getting up and looking at the players we have and working with this group wholeheartedly and still see everybody in the mix from my perspective. Until it's a day where we have to make the decisions, I like to give everybody an equal chance and not look at them as branded in the practices. So really, to tell you right now, I haven't sat there and go him against him and this and this. What we need to do is, starting on Thursday, really feel the group that has the highest chance to win in Pittsburgh and work towards that. And then it's a long, hard season again. Everybody who's here right now is certainly going to be needed in the organization, whether it's leadership in Rochester or whether it's here pushing the lineup that's playing to be good. We're going to continue to keep the internal competition alive with the decisions we make. So players that are being sent to Rochester right now, for me, there's no ends here. It's just a different pathway to being a part of this group.
Well, how do you feel with Rochester becoming a playoff team again? And how do you feel about sending players down into that environment?
Yeah. Well, so I see it as a opportunity for more teaching and growth. They have way more practices and much more of a structured schedule than we have. So that's also off ice. You can do more lifting down there. You can add strength to the legs of players where we feel that's necessary. And on the teaching side of the game, Chris and I are 100% aligned in the way we want to see these kids play and develop. So with, you know, Gordon, Toby down there, we are really happy that we know when a player is moving to Rochester, he's moving with more time to learn, more time to be taught, more time to develop and to grow. So we have to be aware of that and use that tool. It's an hour away. We can call somebody up every day on the day. And it's finding those pathways to the best possible lineup every night for the teams we're playing against. And there could be some movement there because of it. But I guess your question was how I feel about it. I feel really good about what we have now, you know, in Rochester to do all of those things I just mentioned. Yeah, I mean, the tendency is more to 14, 8, and 2, but, you know, who knows? There might be a reason why we need a third goalie up here. There might be a reason why we're going to fall towards 9 if there's more bruises on the D, you know what I mean? So I think we just like the lineup that's playing, let's make those decisions according to what the need is. When we're going out to California in a few weeks, what's the group we need for that trip will depend a lot on the health of our anchor group, you know, and so that'll certainly fluctuate throughout the season.
Did you have conversations individually with all the guys reassigned, or is that you split that role with you and Jason having the conversation, or Randy?
No, Jason, Randy, and I was definitely involved in every one of those conversations and gave just a very honest feedback on the overall coaching staff's assessment. And more than anything, what the players need to work on for them to have an opportunity to come back. But I've been involved in every conversation. Yet.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.